The trip down the Rhine took the Knaus family 6 weeks to get to their destination at the seaport. All along the trip, as they floated through different territories, tolls and fees were demanded by the authorities or they would not let them pass. Each member of the family saved whatever they could to help pay for the journey to America. Sometimes their stored food stock and dried fruit had bought them more than gold or silver could. All the peoples in that area were hungry, and food was more precious than precious metals. The Johann Ludwig Knaus family, along with a small band of his persecuted brethren, Mennonite German immigrants, embarked to America in the year 1723. There were 12 families comprising men of various orders and occupation, including both clergy and physician, farmers, carpenters, and tradesmen. They were all ready to risk it all for a chance of a better life in the New World. They had heard the stories of fortune and tragedy, but they were still willing to take the risk of the long and dangerous voyage traveling across the Atlantic Ocean. They stood together and held on to the belief that through their prayers for the Lord's guiding hand and with their faith in Him, He would protect them on their journey. Many of the immigrants were too poor to pay for the journey and therefore indentured themselves to wealthier colonialists, selling their services for a period of years in return for the price of passage. When one has served his or her term, he or she is entitled to a new suit of clothes at parting. And if it has been so stipulated, a man gets in addition a horse and a woman gets a cow. It often happened that whole families, husband, wife, and children, are separated by being sold to different purchasers, especially when they have not paid any part of their passage money. Johann Ludwig thanked the Lord that he had enough money to pay for his whole family. None of the stories that they all heard had prepared them for the misery of sea travel that typically lasted 7 weeks. The immigrants and families from different parts of Europe were overcrowded into a small wooden ship, rocking and rolling at the mercy of the sea. Men, women, and children endured hardships and tried to survive living in terrible misery. Because of the cramped quarters, there was nowhere aboard the vessel to avoid the horrible stench of man and animal. Each passenger experienced seasickness, vomiting, and dysentery. Many died miserably from the lack of provisions and very bad foul drinking water. The lice thrived so terribly, particularly on sick individuals, that they could be scraped off the body. Passengers and sailors alike were always too cold or too hot, living in dampness and anxiety. Each hour Johann Ludwig was awake, he tried to encourage his brethren to stay strong for their families.
The Lord Jesus Himself is with us. Anytime there is two or more gathered together in my name's sake, I am there also.
He told them, and he believed this. Children under the age of 7 years rarely survive such a treacherous voyage. If a child had not been exposed before, they easily caught measles or smallpox on board the ship, and most of them died from it. Their parents are forced to watch as their children miserably suffer and die from hunger, thirst, and sickness, and then see them cast into the water. Johann Ludwig watched and prayed over as no less than 32 children who were thrown into the sea during his passage. Women in this confinement had to bear the suffering of their innocent children during the trip from Europe to America, and few escaped with their lives. Many a mother was cast overboard into the sea, still clutching her child as soon as they were both dead. One day, during a heavy gale, a woman was to give birth, but was not able to under the circumstances. At the extreme objection of the passengers led by Johann Ludwig, the men working the ship pushed her out through a porthole and dropped her into the ocean because she was far in the rear of the ship and could not be brought forward in the rough seas. Sharks were always present over the side rails. They were used to following slave ships as they ejected their dead, and it would only be moments before a body would be pulled under the water deep out of sight. Their faith was tested when a gale raged for 2 days and three nights. The wooden ship was tossed around out of control of its navigators. Every rope and board that held the small ship together was tested to its endurance, and you could hear them cracking and moaning. Each person believed that the ship would go to the bottom of the sea with all on board. There was someone praying all the time. A voice heard over in the corner, someone shouting, "God save us," or that silent prayer said only to oneself. A report of a leak in the boat reached the passengers, and death seemed inevitable. All able-bodied men were called to duty to help the sinking ship, either with stopping the leak or bailing out the water that was coming in. Every effort was made to save the ship, but after resorting to every possible proposition without success, all persons left alive expected the ship would soon sink.